Angie, among other things, Weatherford and Gates say that the park tests involve too much testing and not enough learning, I guess, with Weatherford saying that the new school testing standards will consume approximately 20 days of testing for elementary, middle, and high school students. That is a lot of time. Angie, did PolitiFact find that accurate?
You know, this was actually kind of a tough one for us, but we ultimately ruled it mostly true. Now, let me explain. What happens is the schools get a certain testing window to test all the kids. It's not like everyone takes the test at the same time. Sometimes there are computer elements and they don't have computers for everybody. They test certain classes on one day, certain subjects on another day. But overall, under these new tests, they would get 20 days to test the students. The FCAT, by contrast, gets 12 days. So this would be a bit of a longer testing regime than the current system.
Angie, a local candidate for mayor of St. Petersburg, was talking about the importance of education the other day, too. In a mayoral forum last month, Kathleen Ford was talking about St. Pete's need to up the graduation rates in the city. And she said, "We know that our private prison systems are calculating how many new beds they will need based on the third grade, number of third graders, and that's just wrong." Do private prisons make future population estimates based on the grades of third graders?
You know, this one was so interesting to us. We were like, is that true? And when we dug into it, we found, alas, it is an urban myth. So we rated this one pants on fire. The private prison companies do not look at elementary school outcomes to determine their bed numbers. But it's been repeated quite often. And Ford found it on a government website from the Nevada Department of Corrections. But all of the correction companies say it's not so. We couldn't find anything to prove that it's true, so we rated it pants on fire.
You must have been good at vocabulary using a word like alas. And finally, Angie, the current mayor of St. Pete, Bill Foster, had crime on his mind the other day when he said that since I was elected, crime rates have been at their lowest in over a decade. Angie, is Foster that effective of a crime fighter?
Well, we rated this one mostly true. The mostly is because it's not clear that Foster's actions specifically impacted this. But having said that, the mayor is an important person in any city's crime-fighting efforts. Foster could point to several different policies and improvements, including new cameras in the city that they got from the Republican National Convention. And the crime rates are down. They're definitely down, but they're down a lot of places. So Foster's role isn't quite so clear, but he's definitely right that the crime rates are the lowest they've been in over a decade. So we rated this mostly true.
Angie Holland of PolitiFact Florida. It's hard to believe another election is approaching, but I guess, you know, politicians are always campaigning, aren't they?
They seem to be.